आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम नरेश मागो। द हेडलाइंस। प्राइम मिनिस्टर नरेंद्र मोदी टू लॉन्च मल्टीपल डेवलपमेंट प्रोजेक्ट्स वर्थ ओवर 26,000 करोड़ रुपीज फ्रॉम बीकानेर इन राजस्थान टुडे। प्राइम मिनिस्टर टू ऑल्सो इनॉग्रेट 103 अमृत भारत स्टेशंस across the nation and flag off Bikaner Mumbai Express train. India's global campaign begins to expose Pakistan-sponsored terrorism. Maharashtra notifies aggregator policy for app-based cab services. And in sports, shooter Kanak wins India's first gold medal at Junior World Cup in Germany. And in IPL cricket, Mumbai Indians qualify for playoffs, beating Delhi Capitals by 59 runs at Wankhede Stadium. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Bikaner in Rajasthan today, from where he will lay the foundation stone, inaugurate and dedicate to the nation multiple development projects worth over 26,000 crore rupees. The projects include railways, roadways, power, water and new and renewable energy sectors. During his visit, the Prime Minister will also inaugurate 103 redeveloped Amrit stations in 86 districts across 18 states and union territories. After reaching Deshnok, Mr. Modi will first visit Karni Mata Temple for Darshan. After that, the Prime Minister will inaugurate the redeveloped Deshnok Amrit station under Amrit Bharat Station Scheme and also flag off Bikaner Mumbai Express train. The Prime Minister will also address a public function in Palana of Bikaner. Deshnok station in Rajasthan is included among the 8 stations which are to be inaugurated by the Prime Minister. The other 7 Amrit stations in the state are Bundi, Mandalgarh, Gogamedi, Govindgarh, Mandavar, Mahua Road, Fatehpur, Shekhawati and Rajgarh. Minister of Railways Ashwini Vaishnav has said that over 1,300 railway stations identified for redevelopment under Amrit Bharat Station Scheme. Interacting with media persons during his visit to the redeveloped Deshnok Amrit Station at Bikaner yesterday, the Union Minister said that Deshnok Station has been developed incorporating local cultural heritage and architecture of the area.
Everywhere our attempt has been to incorporate the local architecture, the cultural heritage of the area, so that the stations are built for 50 years, they can keep serving the people for the next 50 years. After this large batch of 103 stations, another 100 stations will be ready in the coming 8 months. And then by 2027, about 500 stations will be ready. Many of them are small stations, many of them are medium-sized stations, and many are large-sized stations. And this will bring a fundamental change in the way our passengers, they experience the railways.
Our correspondent reports that one of the significant features of the Amrit Bharat Station Scheme is that the designs of the redeveloped station buildings are inspired by local culture, heritage and architecture. More from our correspondent.
All these stations have been developed at a cost of over 1,100 crore rupees under the Amrit Bharat Station Scheme. Out of these Amrit stations, 19 are located in Uttar Pradesh, 18 in Gujarat, 15 in Maharashtra, 9 in Tamil Nadu, 6 in Madhya Pradesh, and 5 each in Chhattisgarh and Karnataka. The redeveloped Amrit stations across India integrate modern infrastructure with cultural heritage, passenger-centric amenities including those for Divyang Jan, and sustainable practices to enhance the travel experience. Under the scheme, the goal is to make stations cleaner, more comfortable and easier to use. Anand Kumar for Akashwani News, Bikaner.
The Prime Minister will lay the foundation stone and inaugurate power and solar projects at various places in Rajasthan. Here is a report.
The Prime Minister will lay the foundation stone of Churu-Sadulpur rail line electrification work and will dedicate 5 rail line electrification work to the nation. He will lay the foundation stone for construction of 3 vehicle underpasses, widening and strengthening of national highways. Mr. Modi will also dedicate 7 roadways projects in Rajasthan. The roadways projects worth over 4,850 crore rupees extended up to the Indo-Pak border, enhancing accessibility for security forces and strengthening India's defense infrastructure. Furthering the vision of electrifying for all and green and clean energy, the Prime Minister will lay the foundation stone and inaugurate power and solar projects at various places. Mr. Modi will also lay the foundation stone, inaugurate and dedicate 25 important state government projects to enhance infrastructure, connectivity, power supply, health services and water availability in the state. After Operation Sindoor, this visit of the Prime Minister to the border district is important in many ways. On one hand, this visit shows the Prime Minister's resolve to develop infrastructure in the border districts, and at the same time, it will also provide support to the people living in the districts adjoining the Indo-Pak border. With Jitendra Dwivedi's report from Bikaner, Chirag Jha, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi is set to inaugurate 103 Amrit stations across the country today. Of these, 19 stations are located in various parts of Uttar Pradesh and are fully prepared to offer modern facilities aimed at improving the travel experience for passengers. More from our correspondent.
19 railway stations across Uttar Pradesh, including Bijnor, Saharanpur Junction, Govardhan, Fatehabad, Govindpuri, Izzatnagar, Bareilly City and Balrampur have been upgraded under the Amrit Bharat Station scheme and are set to be inaugurated by Prime Minister Narendra Modi today. The comprehensive upgrades are aimed at significantly enhancing passenger convenience and overall travel experience. Bijnor railway station is among those that have undergone a notable transformation. The newly renovated station now features air-conditioned waiting halls, elevators, spacious parking areas, covered waiting zones, purified drinking water facilities, modern and cleaner restrooms, advanced fire safety systems, and inclusive infrastructure such as ramps and toilets for Divyangjan. The new station building has been thoughtfully designed to blend modern architectural elements with the rich cultural and historical heritage of the region. Saklan Akhtar for Akashwani News, Bijnor.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will virtually launch 6 newly developed Amrit railway stations in Madhya Pradesh under the Amrit Bharat Station Yojana. More from our Bhopal correspondent.
The 6 upgraded stations in Madhya Pradesh are Katni South, Sridham, Narmadapuram, Shajapur, Sivni and Odisha. These stations have been developed at a cost of more than 86 crore rupees, keeping in mind the practical requirements as well as the regional cultural features. The passenger-friendly facilities developed at these stations include special entrances, better lighting, newly constructed platforms, luxurious waiting rooms, ticketing services, electronic displays and hygiene facilities. With Sanjeev Sharma from Bhopal, this is Aishwarya Rainigam, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Mr. Modi will be virtually inaugurating 3 railway stations across Telangana, including an all-women-operated railway station in Begumpet this morning. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. India has launched its aggressive global campaign to further expose Pakistan-sponsored terrorism. 2 all-party delegations left for 9-nation tour yesterday. An all-party delegation led by JDU MP Sanjay Kumar Jha left for 5-nation tour of Indonesia, Malaysia, South Korea, Japan and Singapore as part of India's diplomatic outreach on Operation Sindoor. Another delegation led by Shiv Sena MP Shrikant Shinde also embarked on a visit to the UAE, Liberia, Congo and Sierra Leone to affirm New Delhi's resolve on combating terrorism in all its forms. The delegations will carry India's strong message of zero tolerance against terrorism and apprise about Operation Sindoor. Today, Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri will brief the delegations. Former U.S. National Security Advisor John Bolton has said that India is fully justified in taking self-defensive action against terrorist targets in Pakistan following the deadly terror attack in Pahalgam that claimed 26 lives. Speaking to a private news channel yesterday, Bolton stressed that Pakistan must take responsibility for controlling terrorist activities within its borders, warning that failure to do so could lead to serious consequences. As we celebrate the success of Operation Sindoor, the nation salutes the valor of the Indian soldiers. As a tribute to the armed forces, Akashwani News is presenting a special series. Today we remember Paramveer Chakra awardee 2nd Lieutenant Arun Khetarpal, who gave supreme sacrifice during the 1971 Indo-Pak War.
Born in 1950 in Pune, Maharashtra, 2nd Lieutenant Arun Khetrapal was commissioned into the Pune Horse Regiment in June 1971. At the age of just 21 years, he displayed unmatched courage during the Indo-Pak War of 1971. On 16th December 1971, the enemy launched a counter-attack targeting Jarpal in Sakragarh sector under the cover of a smoke screen. As the Indians were heavily outnumbered, a fellow commander from B Squadron requested reinforcement. 2nd Lieutenant Arun Khetrapal was positioned close by with his troops in two tanks and he answered the call for reinforcement. On the way, his troops came under fire from enemy strong points. He fiercely attacked the points, overran defenses and captured many enemy soldiers. During the attack, the commander of the second tank was killed, leaving him alone. But he continued the attack on the enemy strongholds single-handedly until all enemy positions were overwhelmed. Then racing to B Squadron position, he destroyed one enemy tank. During the enemy's second attack, which was followed by a fierce tank battle, 10 enemy tanks were destroyed and of these, 4 were destroyed by Khetrapal alone. His tank was shot and burst into flames, but he continued to destroy the enemy tanks. His tank got hit again and he made the supreme sacrifice while denying the enemy their intended breakthrough. For most conspicuous gallantry in the face of enemy, 2nd Lieutenant Arun Khetrapal was posthumously awarded the Paramveer Chakra in 1972. The nation salutes him. Anupam Mishra, Akashvani News, Delhi.
External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar met Denmark's Minister for Industry, Business and Financial Affairs, Morten Botskov, in Copenhagen yesterday. They discussed deepening existing areas of cooperation and exploring new possibilities. The Maharashtra government has notified its long-awaited aggregator policy for app-based cab services such as Ola and Uber. The policy introduces rules of fares, driver training, EV adoption, as well as financial penalties for cancellations. A government resolution issued on Tuesday and approved by the state cabinet outlines a regulatory framework aimed at ensuring fair practices and a smoother experience for riders and drivers alike. In the world of sports, shooter Kanak secured India's first gold medal at the ISSF Junior World Cup. Mumbai Indians clinched the final playoff berth in IPL 2025 and Akanksha Salunke has advanced to the quarterfinals of the Irish Open squash. More in this report.
At the ongoing International Shooting Sports Federation Junior World Cup in Germany, Kanak delivered a stellar performance to win the yellow medal in the women's 10-meter air pistol event. Kanak, the silver medalist at the Junior World Championship in Lima last year, scored 239 points to edge out Moldova's Anna Dulci, a two-time Olympian and reigning European champion, by 1.7 points. Moving on to IPL T20 cricket, Mumbai Indians booked their final spot in the playoffs with a commanding 59-run win over Delhi Capitals in Mumbai last night. After being asked to bat first, Mumbai post a solid 184-5 in their 20 overs. In reply, Delhi's batting lineup crumbled under pressure and was bowled out for just 121 runs in 18.2 overs. Today, Gujarat Titans will face Lucknow Super Giants in Ahmedabad at 7:30 p.m. And in squash, India's Akanksha Salunke moved into the quarterfinals of the Irish Open, continuing her strong run in the tournament. She will take on Madeleine Hilland of Norway tonight. Vishnu P.S., Akashwani News, Delhi.
And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Shagun Chopra.
Thank you, Naresh. Most newspapers have covered on the front page the news of the killing of 27 Maoists, including top Maoist leader Nambala Keshav, in one of the most significant offensives against Maoist insurgents in decades. 3,000 Agniveers passed trial by fire during Operation Sindoor, writes Hindustan Times. From threat to punishment, message to Pak loud and clear, notes the Tribune. Writer, activist and lawyer Banu Mushtaq's short story collection Heart Lamp has become the first Kannada title to win the coveted International Booker Prize in London, notes the Pioneer. And finally, news that is going to be music to the ears of wildlife enthusiasts. Under the headline, Roar of the Asiatic Lion Reverberates in Gujarat, The Hindu reports that the population of the big cat has jumped to 891. And with that, it's back to you, Naresh.
Thank you, Shagun. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to launch multiple development projects worth over 26,000 crore rupees from Bikaner in Rajasthan today. Prime Minister to also inaugurate 103 Amrit Bharat stations across the nation and flag off Bikaner-Mumbai Express train. India's global campaign begins to expose Pakistan-sponsored terrorism. Maharashtra notifies aggregator policy for app-based cap services. And in sports, shooter Kanak wins India's first gold medal at Junior World Cup in Germany. And in IPL cricket, Mumbai Indians qualify for playoffs, beating Delhi Capitals by 59 runs at Wankhede Stadium. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.